face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry.
Join with George Funkhauser.
That's it.
That's Flozy of Funkhauser of All About Water. You've been with the company 22 years, purifying and delivering pure water to the consumer.
If y'all are contemplating water treatment at your house, or you have questions about it, or you have questions about some of the advertising you've seen, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. There's a lot of bad information about your industry, about what is or isn't safe to consume. I've told people for years that if the water treatment salesperson at your house is trying to scare you into a purchase because of the poisonous water that's being delivered to your home, that's a key indicator you've got the wrong people at your house.
You know another one I hear all the time? Well, they're getting ready to outlaw water softeners because of the salt content, and they've already outlawed it in all these other states and blah, 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 blah.
Gosh, we hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, if someone's telling you the water's poisonous and don't drink it and you have to put one of these in, kick them out of the house. Kick them out. When our reps come out to the home, it's a great experience because it's really just educational. And we love to leave them – if they're not ready to do something, we love to just leave them information. But we like to tell them everything and make
them
feel comfortable.
Well, let's do educate them a little bit, because some of the alternate systems that they could possibly be looking at include magnets, mm-hmm. right? That's one that's been around for a while.
Yep.
There are other that include electric current that's been around a while. And I always ask people, what is it you're trying to get done? You know, what are you trying to do in purchasing this water treatment equipment? I mean, I can remember in South Louisiana growing up, my grandparents would very often fill a pitcher of water, which was very heavy in iron down there, rusted everything. But they would just fill a pitcher of water and set it up on the counter and stir it two or three times over the course of the day and then stick it in the refrigerator. They were just aerating it and letting it off gas. Well, they were treating their water.
Mm-hmm.
That little wooden spoon was a water treatment system, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
so, you know, I ask people, what are you trying to get done? Many of the folks that have been raised in a home with soft water say, well, I want soft water like I had, you know, when I was growing up. I understand there are two ways to get soft water. You can do it with ionic exchange, which requires salt. Or you can do it through nanofiltration. But from what I understand, to do a nanofiltration for a home, you're north of $40,000, and you're in filters that occupy one whole bay of a two-car garage. It's just not feasible.
It's not too feasible. The best way that I tell homeowners is still going to be through ion exchange, whether you're using the sodium chloride salt or an alternative to using potassium chloride, right? That's a big thing. We have a lot of customers that will tell me, my doctor says I can't have soft water because it's adding too much sodium to the water. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because it could be in a retirement community where their salt content is already over 1,200 parts per million. And I'm going, you probably shouldn't live here. You need to move to a better part of the valley.
just the water being delivered to your tap.
Yes, the water delivered from the tap being that. And the funny thing is having an ion exchange unit is going to add about 10 to 50 parts per million more salt content to the water, which is so undetectable in like plant life and dietary intake. There's no reason not to use that. So we always tell people use the sodium for the softener. Again, being an Eco Water dealer, they have an option to use potassium chloride, which is awesome. Potassium chloride does use a little bit more. It's 15% more potassium to use to do that ion exchange. But it's an alternative for people. The nanofiltration is awesome, but yeah, you have to have the space for it. You're going to have some big holding tanks, 300 to 600 gallons, taking up a lot of room in a garage. The nanofilter is going to remove that calcium and magnesium as well. But it's an expensive item where you can do a fraction of the cost for doing a whole house system into the home and a conventional water softener or refiner that we carry.
And those ion exchange units are typically smaller than your water heater.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Depending on what you're looking at doing, we've got cabinet models, which are nice. Yeah, a fraction of the size of your water heater. And then we have the two tank systems, which primarily people see out there. They have a big storage tank that the salt goes into, and then next to it is a tower. But, yeah, not typically taking any more space than the regular water heater in the home.
I want to talk a little bit about what those two canisters do. What's going on inside that equipment?
All right. So
we don't have time to cover it right now. And we have Alina on the line right now, who's in an apartment, wants to know what her options might be. We're going to need to take a little break right now. Alina, you'll be the first call we get back to. There is an open line if you'd like to jump on, 1-888-767-4348, talking water treatment at your home or at your apartment.